Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have been discussing about the Hadith, which is known as the qualities of Shia. Imam Sadiq Salam alayhi explains all the qualities of Shia in this hadith. Not all, but most of the important or necessary qualities of Shia. The first point mentioned by Imam was Shi'atuna Ahlul Wara, our Shia are pious people. We discussed about this topic. And the second and third topic is Wal Ijtihad wa Ahl al Wafa. Ijtihad means those who are diligent, they always try hard, they are not lazy. People of Ahlul Bayt, nation of Ahlul Bayt, basically nation of Islam, nation of Quran and God. Well, the series goes to Ahlul Bayt and Islam becomes complete when one follows Ahlul Bayt and their guidance and teachings. Here Imam Sadiq in this hadith explains about the qualities of Shia, and the second and third qualities been discussed in this hadith is Ijtihad wa Ahlul Wafa. Ijtihad means those who always try hard. We have a lot of hadith. There's a hadith mentioned in the Jihadun Nafs by Sheikh Hurri Amili, where Imam Sadiq says, Mu'min, others are always happy and feel helpful, feel peaceful because of the help of a mu'min. But mu'min himself is always tired because you are trying to help others. This is the point. Ijtihad means those who always try hard. And then Imam said, "Wa ahlul wafa." You are loyal. Loyalty is, I can say, in a sense, if a person is disloyal, not loyal, he is the most hated person in the eyes of Quran and Allah and Ahlul Bayt and Rasul. Very clearly, loyalty is one of the topmost quality of a mu'min, of a believer. Ahlul Wafa, this is the Ahlul Bayt wants from us. So mu'min, first of all, is pious, and then he's always trying hard. He is bearing lots of troubles to help others, to feed his family, to support his neighbors, to support his friends. And he himself lives with the least. With the least what he need, that's it. But if you have wealth, if you have a charming life, if you have desires, you can live according to your status. You want to have bigger home, bigger life. But always beside that, try hard for others as well. Mu'min is always trying hard for himself, for others, for his family, for his parents, for his friends, for his community. Being in the state of Ijtihad means you're always trying hard. And then beside that, a mu'min is always Ahlul Wafa. You are the loyal person. Mu'min has to be loyal because loyalty is one of the topmost quality Allah wants from us. I can give an example. Many years ago, one of my teachers said in Hawza Ilmiya, maybe 17, 18 years ago, he said, if I don't come tomorrow, you can assume that I am dead. So that's why he was loyal on his duty, because he said, my job is teaching. I have to teach you students. So I have to manage. I have to come every day. I have to come every day. If I don't come, if I don't show up tomorrow for theirs, for lecture, for class, that means you can assume that I am dead. That's how I am loyal. That's how I feel myself responsible for my duties. Loyalty, if you promise, then you have to stand with your promise. Keep your promise always. Mu'min is always the man of loyalty and promise. Means these are the ornaments of Mu'min. These are the qualities of Mu'min. We have to have these qualities to prove ourselves to Ahlul Bayt that we are Shia. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.